In this week's parsha, as we know, Korach complains bitterly about the role of his placement within the Levium and Shevet Levi in general. So I felt it was certainly appropriate to talk about one other aspect of Shevet Levi. A few weeks ago we spoke about what does a Levi get nowadays for being a Levi, and we saw it's not that much. But the one thing we left off, because the topic was too broad to cover in our time, was the Levium washing the hands of the Kohanim. The Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Tes tells us there's a Sakana Derabanan, it's rabbinic law that the Kohanim have to wash their hands before Birchas Kohanim, before Nesias Kapayim. The Chazal based it on the Pasuk of Su Yedeichem Kodesh Ubarach HaShem, right? You'll raise your hands up in holiness before you bless Hashem, and this is why the Kohanim have to wash their hands before Birchas Kohanim. Comes the Beis Yosef in Kuf Chav Ches Vav. And you see here, it's brought lahalach in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says in the first source, "Afal pi shenatlu hakohanim yedeihem shachar schoz menolim yedeihem ad haperek." Kohanim, even though they wash tzitzadayim in the morning, they have to wash again ad haperek to the wrist. Shehu chibur hayad v'zaron kitun, or the perek is, it's where the hand connects to the forearm. V'halevi yutzak mayim al yedeihem, and the levi has to should pour the water on their hands. And before this, Levi should make sure his hands are also holy beforehand. We'll get to that in a second. And then the Ramah says, but the minhag by Ashkenaz is that we do not make the Levium wash their hands before. Levium, it's sufficient that they wash their hands in the morning. So what's going on over here? Where did the Shulchan Aruch get this from? Comes the Beis Yosef is actually the earliest source we have strictly bringing this as a halacha over here. And the Beis Yosef writes, and he says, "Gam kin b'sfarad." This is at the end of the first line. Shayu halavim yotzkim mayim al yedehem. The levim are the ones who pour the water on their hands. Below hayisi yodem ein lahem davar zeh litol adei levim. Said the Beis Yosef, "I didn't know why people did this. Where did the idea come from? The levim are the ones who are washing the hands of the Kohanim." Ad shizakini Hashem umatzasiv mefurash bemedrash zohar. Because and I merited at a certain point to see the Zohar Kaddish and Parshas Naso, and there the Zohar says as follows. I'm not going to read all the Zoharic Aramaic inside. I'll tell you, Bekitzur, what the Zohar says. The Zohar says that the Kohen who wants to do Nesias Kapayim has to add Kedusha to his Kedusha, to be Mosef Kedusha on his holiness. Now, how do you add holiness to your holiness? Meaning, you sanctify your hands with someone who is already Kadosh, i.e. a Levi. A Levi already has a certain level of Kedusha. Again, we discussed that a few weeks ago. Is it true that the Levium have their own level of Kedusha? But at least according to this comment in the Zohar, they seemingly do have a level of Kedusha. And that who is Kodesh should come and sanctify the one who is Kodesh. We're kind of being Moses for adding more Kedusha onto that which is already holy. And this says the Beis Yosef is the source that the Levium come and wash the hands of the Kohan. If you look over here in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Sif Tesavav, he says, "Aminig apashus shalavim yutzkin mayim al yedei kohanim." The minig is certainly the case that the levim wash the hands of the kohanim. Nobody is debating this at all. Nobody at all questions whether the levim should do this. Everyone agrees. And then he says, if you look in the Zohar, and then the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Ah, but I also have an opinion as to why we do this." And he says, "Efshar lomar lizikaron beis mikdashenu." It's zecher lemikdash to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Shaz ha'yulaviyim mishamshim b'shmiras ha'mikdash tachas v'mshalas ha'gavayim. Because there was one time in the period of the Jewish people when we had the Beis HaMikdash that the Leviim served and were under the rulership, so to speak, were under the control of the Kohanim. And l'chein mishamshim gamma tel Kohanim. And so too, now they also come into the Kohanim. Yes, it is true, this did not go on in the Beis HaMikdash. That's correct. There's no one is saying they did this in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, nowadays, what do we do that the Levi shows that he serves the Kohanim? We can't reference this in any way. So at a certain point in Jewish history, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Leviim took it upon themselves as a zecher to the Beis HaMikdash, to remember the times of the Temple, that there was a period in time where we served the Kohanim, and they chose to do this when it came to the washing of the hands itself. Now, there are other sources that bring other things the Levium to do to show their subservience to the Kohanim. The Makor Chaim says that the Levium should also dry the hands of the Kohanim. I don't think they do that nowadays. And the Sefer Hanayar in Simon Yates, he says that they should also be the ones to untie the shoes of the Kohanim before Nesias Kavayim. That is a level of shemesh. That is a level of subservience that I do not think that we find nowadays. But we have such ideas going back in the last few hundred years. Now, look over here in the Igros Moshe, or Chaim Dal Kuchav Zayin. At the very end of the Chelek in Orachayim, Rav Moshe writes the following thing. He says, "V'inyan mashab Eretz Yisrael, shenesiyas kapayim b'chol yom l'pa'amim rotsim ba'atzman." He says, the author, who the questioner is writing to Rav Moshe, and he says, "I see in Eretz Yisrael, the Levim aren't careful to wash the hands of the Kohanim. V'lo edei Levim, she'inam bo'im l'rchot tidei Kohanim. Ein la'asos kein." He says, this is wrong. The Levi should never ever say, "I'm too tired, I'm not up to it today." Or, "I do it every day in Eretz Yisrael. What's not so exciting? The Kohanim can go wash his own hands. Leave me alone." Because the Mechaber says very clearly that you have to. Shalevi rochitz esidei HaKohanim. Ach shuha yes svardi shenagu shenisi yes kapayim b'chayom. Even if you're svardi and you do it every single day, mikomakom haya levi rochitz, the Levi should still do it. Aval pashit shuhu shalo kedin. It's wrong. Tekeman should be yamos hachol hu tircha she'en lahem penai mekatsin me'achar shubalacha leka makom hazah. It's a tirch every single day. I got to schlep out and wash the Kohen's hands. I'm tired. Leave me alone. I don't want to do it. Says Rav Moshe, it's a different Shulchan Aruch. Who do you think you are? Levim, wash the hands of the Kohanim. Muzar Shem Divrei Kabbalah. So, oh, it's only Divrei Kabbalah. It's from Kabbalistic source. It's not a real thing. Says Rav Moshe, so? So what? It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It is totally incorrect. Don't be mezalzel. Don't take the slightest, says Rav Moshe. The Levium should wash the hands of the Kohanim.
I don't know Shulchan Aruch, but does whoever is this found, does it say when or when they should wash the hands? I mean,
That'll become a point of contention in a second.
That's a point of contention.
So, first let's discuss this. Comrade, the Shulchan Aruch of the Beis Yosef cited the Snusa de Sifra, which is a medrash within the medrash of the Zohar there in Parshas Truma, which says that before the Levi is Mekadosh the Kohen, he should be Mekadosh himself. That's why he washes his hands. And Levush explains that the Levi is not Tar. How can he be Metar, purify the Kohen? And the Ramah says this is not the Minhag, as we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, says over here as well, if the Levi knows that he scratched his head, he touched the uncovered part of the body, or something happened, he tied his shoe, something like that, so he should be careful to wash his hands before he goes to wash the hands of the Kohanim.
You said that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Levium did not?
No, the Kohanim washed their own hands. They had a kiyor. The Kohanim had the kiyor, and they would open
so
it themselves.
They did not do it.
Yeah, and they would also wash their feet. We don't find that as well. We don't, at least not in this shul. Maybe in other shuls, but in this shul. That what?
That the Levium started.
Well, the Zohar quotes it. We could have a whole discussion about that, about what year that is. But it's definitely going back over a millennia. So
over a millennia?
I said maybe a millennia. So the next we discussed a while ago the issue of passing in front of someone who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. Is the Levi allowed to walk in front of someone davening Shemoneh Esrei to go wash the hands of the Kohen? The Kohen, there's definitely more to discuss there. That's definitely because he has to go do this mitzvah to go do Nesias Kapayim. But does the Levi have to go walk in front of somebody else to go wash the Kohen's hands? Or is it better that he stays put? So in the Sefer Dald Amos Shohalacha of Rabbi Potash, so he writes that one should not pass in front of somebody davening because washing the hands from a Levi is only an inyan. It's a nice thing to do, but not enough to override disturbing somebody's Shemoneh Esrei. And we've discussed in the past as well that this is something that people are not aware of, the seriousness of the halacha of walking in front of someone who's davening Shemoneh Esrei. It's a very, very serious halacha that people are not generally careful about. In the Sefer Bracha Meshuleshes, on page Kufay and Dalet, he explains further, the principle of the mitzvah of washing hands is incumbent on the Kohen. And this is an idea that will be repeated again and again here. That the mitzvah is that the Kohen should have his hands washed by the Levi. Not that the Levi should go and wash the hands of the Kohen. The Levi, you don't really care about that much. Again, he's only serving the Kohen. The Levi can't wash the Kohen's hands. Tough. It's more important that the Kohen's hands are being washed. Therefore, when there's no other Levi, then the Levi shouldn't cross in front of somebody. And ironically, Rav Vosner, who is a Levi in the Kovetz Beis Levi, the Kovetz that was put out by his Beis Medrash in Chelek Vav, Rav Vosner is lenient, the Levi can go. He's a Levi. I'm not going to say that Rav Vosner is not being intellectually honest, but it's just ironic that he feels that it's lenient enough for the Levi to walk in front of someone davening Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the timing. The timing is more important because the question is really asked, why is it okay for the lady to walk out of shul and miss all the amens of davening and answering amens to the brachos to go do this? He can miss technically, you know, between 14 and 15 brachos of answering amens. Why is it okay for him to leave shul to go do this? So Rav Shurmach writes in the Tshuva Sanagos and Chela Gimel in Simen Mem Ches, and he says, when there are other levim available to go wash the hands of the kohanim, but maybe the levi should stay put and not go aside, better to answer amen, answer chazaras hashatz, right? And he says, there are so many books and shirim given about the importance of answering amen and how important it is to the bracha and all the amazing things that comes from answering amen. And therefore he says, why should you lose out on all of this to go wash the hands of the kohanim? He says, maybe on yantif though, maybe there's a bigger inyan. Yantif is a special occasion. It's more connected to the Shalosh Regalim. To the extent, he says, that he saw that the Brisker Rav, who was not always makbid to go wash hands on the Shalosh Regalim, was. He felt there was a greater sensitivity to washing hands on the Shalosh Regalim. In this case, it might be preferable.
Fewer amens to miss.
What? And maybe there's fewer amens. True. Yeah. That could have been what the Brisker Rav was arguing.
But you have a bigger problem with Shoshana.
Correct. So, however, most people don't agree with Rav Shurmach. Rav Vosner again writes in the Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Ches in Mem Zayin, the Levi shouldn't be concerned about missing Amen. Again, he's a Levi. And this is also cited in the name of Rav Avi Yosef in the Sefer Mayan HaOmer in Chelek Aleph, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Halicha Shlomo in the Sefer Antfil and Perakid also says a Levi should not worry about answering Amen, better to go wash. And the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Chaf Aleph, Sif Simin Zayin, says the Levi can miss answering Amen if he wants to, but he doesn't have to. It's up to him. If he'd like to answer Amen, stay. If he wants to go wash, then he's allowed to, but he feels there's no preference.
But he doesn't do it before Chazarat Hashem.
We'll get to such a source in a second. In the Sefer Nesias Kapayim Kilchasa, which, again, is a whole Sefer about the laws of Nesias Kapayim, so in Perek Hay, he cites with Scheinberg saying that the lady leaves to wash the hands of the Kohen, and it will leave them without a minion, it's okay. That is a very, very strange psak, and nobody agrees to that at all. That's b'di'evit. That's not l'chatchila.
Oh, I see. So first of all,
that's l'chatchila. Okay. You should have a minion in the room.
So that's why they continue going, because they're not, but you still shouldn't do it.
Correct. So he's, and most poskim disagree. And Rav Shurmach says this is wrong, and Rav Chaim Greenblatt in the Rivo Sephraim in Chelek Beis and Siman Nun Dalet says that the minhag in MTJ by Ramosha's yeshiva, that when they would do Nesias Kapayim, is that they would do it between Shmona Esrei and Chazaras Hashatz. They would wait for the Kohanim Levim to go out and wash their hands, and then they would come back in, and that's how they would do it. And that would seemingly alleviate all the problems. The only issue is a bit of a tear for the tzibur, that the whole tzibur has to wait for the Kohanim Levim to go. Maybe they didn't have that many Kohanim Levim in MTJ. I'm not sure, but
in your private master, so you don't break up, because isn't there a connection between? Why don't you say before Kaddish and Musaf? I mean,
well, where they at some point they're going to miss something.
I'm not saying break, no, but so all the time this way they aren't going out. I thought Yarmush would take a break between Chazarasha, between your own master and Kaddish.
It's hard to say that this is a break. It's connected to Tefillah. It means they're washing their hands for the sake of Nesias Kapayim, which is part of the Tefillah. I would say I don't think it's really so much a hefsek over there. But that's the main over there. I don't think I've been in a shul ever where they break between personal Shemesh Esrei and Chazar Sashatz, but that was the minhag bar of Moshe. Now, there's another major issue discussed over here.
What's the haskama about if you lose a minion by the...
Definitely not. We definitely don't say to lose the minion, the levy should go out. The levy should stay and keep the minion, and he should definitely not go out. Okay, the Magen Avraham over here, the second to last source on the page, so he brings an interesting machlok, because he says, Zim Ein Sham Levi Yitzhak, we'll get to the Bechor in a second, get to the end of the line, he says, Umashin Lishonet de Bechor Lav Dafka, Al Bechor La'av, and he says, Vim Halevi Chacham, Vakohanim Ame Ha'aretz, Einot Sarach Litein Mayim Ayadehem. If the Levi is Tam Chacham, and the Kohen is not a Tam Chacham, we'll say nicely, so then that is a bizayin HaTorah, an embarrassment, that this Tam Chacham should go and wash the hands of this guy who doesn't know Aleph Beis. That's not appropriate, says the Magen Avraham. And this is the opinion of the Maharash HaLevi in Siman Tes, that the Levi Tam HaChacham should not wash the hands. The Pri Chadash is particularly machmer about this. The Pri Chadash says that it's usur for a Levi Tamil Chacham to wash the hands of a Kohen Am Haaretz because this is a degradation of Kavodah Torah. And this is based on a Gemara in Megillah and Chaf Ches that talks about that a Tamil Chacham who's Yisrael shouldn't do things for a Kohen who's Am Haaretz. And there the Gemara discusses that issue. However, even according to these opinions, if the group of Kohanim includes Tamina Chachamim, then the Levi has to wash the hands of everyone there, because that would be embarrassing. That if you get to the line and there's a big mixture, and the Levi, who's a Tamina Chacham, looks over at the neighbor and says, oh, your hands, I'm not washing your hands, so bring the other guy in. So everyone agrees that would not be nice, and that would be embarrassing. So if it's going to have to obviously pick and choose that I'm not going to wash your hands, but I will wash your hands, that's not okay. But if you can avoid the issue and not wash the hands of the Kohen Am Haaretz, better the Levi Tamil Chacham not do that according to this opinion. However, the Knesset HaGadol, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Let's say if it comes to a Mezumin or an Aliyah, do we ever discriminate against the Kohen who's an Am Haaretz?
No, we don't. I wouldn't say we discriminate, but we do have. We can say that if you have a Tamil Chacham Muflag, you have an esteemed Tamil Chacham in the presence, there is room to say that he would bench before even a Kohen.
He never gets Aliyah first.
Well, no, Aliyah, that's different, because that's Darkei Shalom, and that is a separate Takana that stands by itself. But here, by Aliyahs, which is a din of, by benching, which is a din in Kavod, and not a Halacha of Darkei Shalom, so there we can allow a Tamil Chacham in that case to bench. So the Knesset HaGadola, cited by the Behetiv, says that even if there's no Kohanim or Tamil Chachamim, a Levi Tamil Chacham should wash everyone's hands, he should get over himself, and wash the hands of everyone, and not make a big deal out of it. If you look over here in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, so the Baal HaTanya really lays out the Machlokas and the Maskana in a very clear way. Look at what he writes. He says, Im HaLevi Chacham V'Kohanim Al Meha'aretz, right? If the Levi is Tamil Chacham, the Kohen's ignorant, so then better the Levi shouldn't wash his hands because it's not covered in the Torah. The Miktas HaKohanim Tamil Chachamim, if some of them are Tamil Chacham, so Tzarech Litzok Al Kulam Mifnei Dark Hashem, he has to wash everyone's hands because you can't discriminate right there on the spot. That would be mean. The Yeshmi Shomer, there are those who say, Sha'afim Kulam Al Meha'aretz, even if every single Kohen there is a fool, is not Meha'aretz. Tzarech Litzok Mayim Al Yedehem, you have to wash their hands because Darkei Shalom Kosher Kohen Am Haaretz Oli Kros B'Torah, right? As we said, because of Darkei Shalom, the Kohen Am Haaretz still gets the Aliyah before the Levi, who's the Tamil Chacham, right? The Iker Kesvar HaRishona, he says, the Halach is like the first opinion, says the Baal Tanya, that the Levi Tamil Chacham does not have to wash the hands of the Kohen Am Haaretz. L'fi Shah Levi Monea Atzma B'Shevi Al Tasa, because the Levi can simply say, I'm not getting it, somebody else will go do it. It doesn't have to cause machlokas, shevi al tasa. He's not getting up there and saying in front of the whole tzibor, I'm not washing this guy's hands because I know more Torah than him. But he's just not saying anything. He's sitting quietly and he's not going to get up and wash the hands of the Kohanim. And that is the halacha according to the Baal HaTanya. When we call Makom at the end of the line, Im rotza Levi limchol al kvodo. If the Levi wants to be mochel on his cover, his honor, b'litzak v'dei kohanim rishai. If he wants to go wash hands, all good for him. V'nachom la'asos kein k'dei lahosif kedusha kedushas kohanim. And says the Baal Tanya, it's better to do that. Meaning, even though according to the Iker Din, he doesn't have to, it's the right thing to do, to add kedusha to the kohanim. Ve'im b'zeh isra mishum zilzal tarasa, if he chooses to go, it is not ruining his standing as a Torah scholar. We're not really serving the Kohanim. Derechoku mishpat kahuna. Again, this is something that's a later invention after the Beis Hamikdash. Ela miskaven lahosti kedusha kedusha. So it's just a nice thing you're doing according to the Zohar. You're adding kedusha onto their hands as well. And this would seemingly be the halacha very clearly. This is also the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah that the Levi should be machmir, but if he wants to, it's fine. And that the Chulas Hanagos writes that even on Yantif, the Levi who's a Tamil Chacham should overcome himself and go wash everyone's hands because it's Yantif and greater simcha of the Yantif itself. This idea of those who are greater serving those who are lesser is also a Rashi, right? The Mechilta in Parshas Yisro says that it goes on at great length about how Moshe Rabbeinu served the meal when his father-in-law came. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest scholar there, and yet he went and he served all assembly. And the Gemara, the Michelta there, gives all different types of examples of great Torah scholars who served those who were less than them for a number of different reasons. Certainly this is something that would be appropriate. Rabbi Gamliel served Tamir Chacham who were less than him. Avram Avinu served the Malachim, but he thought that they were regular Arabs, and therefore he went to serve them as well. And therefore we see there's a great tradition of great people serving those who are lesser than them. The Derech HaNesha, which is the biography of Rav Nassim Adler, the Rebbe of Chassam Sofer, writes that on the Yom Tovim in Frankfurt, Rav Nassim Adler would leave his shtiebel. We know that Rav Nassim Adler had a breakaway from the rest of the community, and he had his own shtiebel in which he dominated his own minhagim and his own nusach, and there was a bit of friction in Frankfurt at that time. But on the Yom Tovim, the Shol Shagalim, so Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, the Hafla, who was the Dayan of Frankfurt, asked Rav Nassim Adler to please not daven his minyan and to come daven in the communal davening in the main shul in Frankfurt. And he agreed, and he would come. All of the Shol Shagalim would come down at the Tzibor. And they would describe at great length in this biography, the Derech HaNesher, the great awe and trepidation when the Hafla, who was a Levi, would call that two golden basins should be brought to the front of the shul, and he would wash the hands of Rav Nassim Adler, who was a Kohen, to do Nesias Kapayim. And the Hafla, washing the hands of Rav Nassim Adler in the shul of Frankfurt, was this amazing experience that you could only imagine such a thing. And this was done in honor, and look at it in this case as well, Kavodat Torah, honoring people through washing people's hands, especially when it came to the shul Shagalim as well. In addition, the Eish Lavram says we don't even have real Amaratzim nowadays that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. We should treat everybody nicely. And I think of the Shalom Eishu, who was also a Levi, would wash regular people's hands in the shuls as well.
Nathanson is a Levi.
Ah, okay, there we go. Nathanson's Levi. So we see... Okay, he's a descendant. Okay, there we go. So at the end of the day, Tamina Chachamim should wash everyone's hands, and Shalom Al Yisrael. There is a minhag. Now, I have to be honest with you. I've never seen this because I don't go out during Chazaras HaShatz. But there is a minhag that the Levium, if there's multiple Levium, if there's not more Levium than Kohanim, then the Levium will hold, multiple Levium will hold onto the cup and wash the hands of the Kohanim. And there's a bit of discussion whether that is appropriate or not. Rav Shtermach and his Shuvah cast doubt regarding this minhag, and he thinks it's strange. But the minhag is, particularly by the Ashkenazim, that multiple Levium will hold onto the cup and wash the hands of one Kohen. The Aderes in his Tefillah David explains that the mitzvah is on the Kohen to have his hands washed. It's not the Levium, so why does it matter if there's five Levium holding the cup? He thinks it's a silly minhag as well, but this is the minhag, yeah.
It's because we said before that it interrupts the other tzibur when they're walking.
Yeah.
So it's not right that all of them going to go.
All of them are right here.
The reverse way, then you just have one.
Well, in our shul, we have an abundance of Kohanim, so the Levi can go multiple times. He can run through, you do four or five Kohanim if you want to. So, but this the source is originally brought in the Lekat HaKamech HaChadosh, and he says that this is the minhag in many places by the Ashkenazim that multiple Levium will wash the hands of the Kohanim. Let's get to my favorite subject, and that is the Yisrael Bechor, when there are no Levium. So if you look over here in the Bach, in Simon Kuf Chafes, so he brings a very old source to the idea that the Bechor takes the place of the Levium when there's no Levi. It says, "Umatzasi b'machzer yashan." I saw in the old Siddur, Kosov al Shem Mahari Molin, of the Mahari Molin, to b'makom she'en Levium ra Kohanim, if there's no Levium and there's only Kohanim, as im yesh b'chor, if there's a b'chor, a firstborn son, yitain mayim l'kohanim, l'netila la'alos l'duchan, then he should be the one to wash the hands. Ad kan l'sham, this is what he wrote, v'haynu lomar di'isham gam ken yisraelim, meaning, and there's also yisraelim. Ala she'en shem levi v'kohanim yachad ra kohanim bilvad, as a b'chor kashu petarechem, a b'chor that's a petarechem, a real b'chor, a b'chor who could have served in the Beis HaMikdash, a firstborn from the mother, that they would have had, you know, a pigeon, a real b'chor, shu kadosh nichnas ruz kodesh, tachas alevi yutzak mayim al dei kohanim, he should go and wash the hands of the Kohanim. This is cited by the Magen Avraham.
You couldn't put horse in Beis Hamikdash because they lost it in.
Don't worry, we'll get there. So this is cited by the Magen Avraham, and he adds that it can only be Bechor from the mother, right? A Bechor, right? A Pidgin Ben. And the Mishnah Berurah says that such a Bechor, right? Kishemel Yutzak Bechor Petah Rechem Uganchen Kadosh Ktsas. The Mishnah Berurah says there's Ktsas Kedusha. There's a little bit of Kedusha in a Bechor who would have had a Pidgin Ben, meaning the Bechorim were supposed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was taken away by the Ched HaEgel. We see this as well in two places in the Rechaim HaKadosh. The Rechaim HaKadosh writes in the beginning of Bamidbar, in Perek Gimel and Pasuk Mem Hei, a medrash that says that when Mashiach comes, the Bechorim will get back the Avoda. The firstborn, Mirsa Shem, I'll have the opportunity to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and they will get back the Avoda. And he makes a similar statement in the end of Brachos by the Musar that Yaakov gives to Reuven, and he can't call it a bracha, it was more of a patch he gives to Reuven. And there he says as well that the Medrash says that they will return and have the Avoda. The source of this is based on a Sifri and the Yalkut Shimoni and Parshas Truma. Now, the Kaf HaChaim cites this, the Halach, in the name of the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai thinks this is ridiculous. There's no reason why a Bechor should do this. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes in Halicha Shlomo that the Bechor should wash the hands of the Kohanim if there are no Leviim there. One time, as I said before, I had such a merit to do such a thing. There's a whole discussion if can a Kohen wash the hands of another Kohen. That's also a possibility. The Be'er Hativ says that the Kohen should not wash the hands of another Kohen based on the Zohar. And the Sher Knesset HaGadola says that certainly a regular Yisrael should not wash the hands of the Kohen. And this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah. Two other people that may or may not be allowed to wash the hands of the Kohanim very quickly. One is a Katan. Can a child under the age of Bar Mitzvah wash the hands of a Kohen? So the Chuvas Divrei Davin Arachaim Gimel Hei says that the Katan should not wash the hands of the Kohanim because the Zohar seems to imply a Levi who's able to go to the Duchen should wash the hands of the Kohanim. Also, it's not kavod for the Kohen to have a kid wash his hands. The whole point is to give honor to the Kohanim. We're adding Kedusha onto the Kohanim. Do you think the 45-year-old Kohen is going to be honored that a 10-year-old is washing his hands? That's not kavod for him. So certainly a katan should not do this in this idea. However, the Chaim Moshe writes that if the Levi Katan is doing it with other adults, if an adult is with him or he helps him do it, then he's allowed to do it. This is based on the Mishnah Erechim. The Mishnah Erechim says that a Levi Katan, or a Levi who's under the age of Bar Mitzvah, is not allowed to sing in the Beis HaMikdash, unless he's singing with other adult Kohanim. Because in that case, he's kind of subsumed under the rest of the group, and it is allowed.
You have to be 20?
What?
Would
he even
have to be 20
serving
this ministry?
Yeah, I'm talking about an adult.
Yeah,
but
it's 13.
Sorry. I mean, okay, so a Kohen who's the age of an adult. And this is no different than the Mordechai writes as well that a Kohen who's a Katan is allowed to go and do Birchas Kohanim if there's other adult Kohanim with him as well. So there has to be other people around, then we would allow it. The Kesser Kahuna writes that an Onin can wash the hands of Kohanim as well. An Onen, who's a Levi, is allowed to wash the hands of Kohanim. This is the opinion of the Alei Tamar and the Yushalmi Sanhedrin and Parak Beis. Based on a Rambam, the last source over here, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash and Parak Gimel Halacha Gimel, Levi HaOnen Mutter La'avod L'Shorer. A Levi who's an Onen can go and serve in the Beis HaMikdash that day. He's not exempt. A Kohen is not allowed to. There's a big discussion as to why this is the case. I saw Rav Yeshua Geldsaler, Rav Dessler's son-in-law, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Queens for a number of years. So he has a Sfarim on Zrayim and Kachim. So he has a Sefer called Kachim Yehoshua in Chelek Dal in Simon Shin Chaf Dalid. So Rav Geldsaler has a whole long piece about this. And he says that the Avoda of the Levim is different than the Kohanim because the Avoda of the Kohanim is an Avoda of Kapara, to bring Kapara and Shuvah to Klal Yisrael. All of their Avoda in the eating of the Kachim and all the different aspects have to do with bringing atonement to Klal Yisrael, and he has a whole long explanation to show how the kapara is tied to their role, and a Levi doesn't serve that way, and he says that's why the Levi is not tied to aninus, and the Levi can do that in the Beis HaMikdash, and certainly a Levi would be in, if a Levi was in shul, when he was an onen, he was allowed to wash the hands of the Kohanim.
And to be Kohen and go to
no, a Kohen cannot.
Can go to
no.
Sure,
no.
Be
no. No.